I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1333, Worry Weakens Love. This morning, I got up at 5 a.m. as usual. I went up to the upper room with my coffee. I spent time in the Word and prayer and had a great time with the Lord, and I was in a good mood. I came down, had breakfast with my bride, and then through no fault of Jane, my attitude began to change. Our conversation at the breakfast table was over a topic over which we have no direct control, but the outcome of it could greatly affect our lives. By the time we each left for work, I was grouchy. I had snapped at Jane. Why? Because worry weakens love. This podcast is all about love, the two great commandments, loving God and loving others, right where we live, in the kitchen, in the morning, after breakfast, with those you love. When I worry, I'm not trusting the God who loves me to provide for me. I'm trying to manage and manipulate my life in the way that I think I can manage it. And when I know I can't manage it, I go to my default. I worry. My mind is stuck on what-ifs and could-be's. I don't know about you, but my worrier has a very active imagination. And when I'm in that mode, I'm not really free to love you or anyone else. My worry weakens love. Jesus said, "Don't be anxious or don't worry about tomorrow. Each day has enough trouble of its own." And he talks about God caring for the flowers and God caring for the birds and how much more God cares for us. John Stott turns worry into a math problem. So why anticipate our worries? If we do, we double them. For if our fear does not materialize, we've worried once for nothing. And if it does materialize, we've worried twice instead of once. In both cases, it's foolish. Worry doubles trouble. And John Blanchard pricks our hearts with these words. Worry and worship are mutually exclusive. Ouch! You see, worry gives a small thing a big shadow, and it makes the protective, providing shadow of our big God a small thing. Someone said the average person is crucifying himself or herself between two thieves, the regrets of yesterday and the worries about tomorrow. I don't want to be that person, and I bet you don't either. So let's be Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 people. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean on your own understanding. I can get wrapped up in my mind. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your paths. Here's the question. Do you have a recent example in your life when worry weakened your ability to love? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you with heavy hearts. We can be worriers, and unfortunately, that worry can threaten our ability to love. We acknowledge that worry comes to us, even when we don't want it to. But would you strengthen us to release our fears and anxieties to your loving care? Help us to trust you, to not lean on our own understanding. Fill our hearts with love and compassion so that we can love, so that we can connect with others, so that we can support them and not just focus on ourselves, so that we can find simple acts of joy and kindness. Guide us to love, Lord, not worry. Show us the light in the darkness. Help us to find comfort in your provision, day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year. Help us to remember, Lord, that our love and your love is the antidote to worry. May we find refuge and strength there. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1334. In the meantime, before Jane even got to work this morning, I was already in conversation with the Lord. I know my interaction with her was not right, and I told her I was sorry. The reason I snapped had nothing to do with anything she did wrong. She was lovely as always. It had everything to do with me allowing worry to weaken my love.